Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. And in the old days, it used to be no compromise because I didn't want to compromise. And I think that's still a good thing to strive for. But as time has gone on and theology has matured, we say we're No Compromise Radio now for different reasons. Number one, because out of everybody that's ever existed, only the Lord Jesus never compromised. He said in the book of John, "I always do what's pleasing to the Father." And secondly, I like to talk about the Lord's work at Calvary because on the cross, can you imagine, dear listener, not one of his attributes was compromised. And as Sinclair Ferguson says, every one of his attributes simultaneously on display throughout his life, of course, but especially we see that on the cross. And so that's why we're called No Compromise Radio. Mondays, it's a sermon of mine. Tuesdays, I talk to Pastor Steve as we discuss issues here at the local church, my pastor friend, Steve Cooley. Wednesdays, I interview authors, theologians, other pastors. Thursdays and Fridays, it's kind of a book of Hebrews since I've been preaching that. Today, I have a special guest, and this man and I go back quite a ways. We had a lot of fun together. We had a lot of discussion about the Lord Jesus and his word together. And it's been many years since we've touched base. And for whatever reason, our paths crossed again. And I said, "Steve Wetmore, you've got to get on No Compromise Radio." Pastor Steve Wetmore, Trinity Reformed Church, welcome to No Compromise Radio.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's good to be on here.
Hey, Steve, tell our listeners how we met. I have my version, you have yours. It's a postmodern world. Tell me, according to your feelings, how do we meet? What happened?
Well, it goes way back, actually, doesn't it? I was thinking as I was driving over to my office today that it's probably over 30 years now. And it was at the Master's Seminary. I was facility supervisor in the night after going to seminary, and you got hired on there to work too, and we just, I think we met I may have known you in seminary, but I think we really met on the facilities department for Grace Church.
I think so. I think you were my boss.
It wasn't a great high position or anything like that, but it was more of, it was every seminary student was working there at the time, and so we worked out our theology pretty well.
It's amazing, you know, we would clean bathrooms and just talk about theological issues, right? Talk about the Bible, and it would just be hour after hour. And what I loved about that job, Steve, is that it didn't require me to think about the job itself. In other words, we could talk about theological issues and issues that were surrounding the Lord's Word while we were working, don't you think?
Oh, we hashed out everything. We worked out everything. We thought we solved all the problems in the world. We had a great freedom. We were working with our hands, but we could just think through things. And we were studying, you know, remember, we were studying Hebrew and Greek and had our little note cards with us all the time and getting ready for tests the next day. And it was a really great time. It really was a school of Christ, too, I think.
Well, what I loved is working behind the scenes, and we'd get to serve, let's say, the Spanish ministry, and then after they were done with their Bible study and they'd give us all their tamales, we didn't need that reward, but we sure liked it anyway. Can you remember, Steve, that we would try to make theological applications? So you'd have to clean the bathrooms, you know, the toilets, and it's, you know, kind of a dirty job. But then we would think about Philippians chapter 3 and how Paul counted everything as scubalon, and I thought, well, you know what? This is a good illustration of that, right?
It certainly was a humiliating job. You know, you were low on the totem pole, and you're And some people, even good Christians, you know, they treat you differently when you were wearing your suit for seminary and when you were wearing your custodial T-shirt. And it really was a special time.
Well, Steve, I have fond memories of those days, and I appreciated your earnestness. You really wanted to learn, and you wanted to know, and you wanted to be personally persuaded, right? You just didn't want to have somebody tell you. You wanted to find out for yourself and dig in, and so I really appreciated that about you. Tell our listeners now a little bit about the church you pastor. It's in Cape Coral, Florida?
We're down here in Southwest Florida, Cape Coral, Florida. Beautiful. We're a sister community with Fort Myers. People may know us better by Fort Myers, and we're right on the border. And a lot of people who work in Fort Myers live in Cape Coral and vice versa. We're the only URC church until North Carolina. And then they're pretty... North Carolina, our North Carolina sister church is rather far away from other churches as well.
Well, Steve, I think this is going to be helpful for our listeners for several reasons. Probably most of the listeners that listen to No Compromise Radio, I mean, there's probably some PCA folks, maybe some OPC, but my guess is Baptist listen, and Baptist listen. I'm just kidding. But, you know, out of OPC, PCA, SBC, others, you know, kind of Master Seminary people or whatever, mainline evangelicalism, a lot of people don't know about the URC. Maybe they know a little bit through NOCO because of Chris Gordon, as I've promoted Chris Gordon, have him on the show a few times. Tell our listeners about the URC specifically. So I think if they're visiting someplace and they're like, well, we got to try to find a good church. I mean, these days, if you just look for Baptist when you're visiting, you're out of town. That's not really a good gauge. Tell our listeners what the URC stands for and why it might be a good church for them to visit sometime or, in the particular case, join.
Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, where do we fit in? We're really Presbyterian and Reformed. Our government is very much the same. Matter of fact, we just did a joint hymnal with the OPC. That would give your listeners an idea of our connections. We did a joint hymnal with the OPC where... beautiful new hymnal, and in the back of the hymnal we have the Westminster Confessions, and we have the Three Forms of Unity. And people aren't familiar with that. That's the Heidelberg Catechism, the Belgic Confessions, and the Canons of Dort. And so that's kind of where we very, very close to the OPC and in our teaching. URC is United Reformed Churches of North America. You can find us on the website. It's a great website. And we're very conservative, very, very... When I came here, I came out of the PCA, Presbyterian Churches of America, and when I came to this URC church in Florida, I really appreciated this local church, and... It was very biblical, very serious about the Bible. They were confessional, but they were very pastoral, and so. But I had, you know, we've been around a lot, and sometimes get burned in the church more than anywhere. And so, the officers of the URC church that I was in invited me to come to a classes. That's a broader meeting, and it was. Of our Eastern U.S. Churches, and so it'd be usually that's a pastor and elder, a delegate, and so I got to meet many of our churches, and I was just so impressed that these guys are very serious about the Bible, serious about following Christ, and but very pastoral.
Steve, as I kind of reflected on your bio a little bit, and I know you personally, but I forgot you were from Vermont, and so see, I'm up here in Massachusetts now. Maybe that's why I liked you, because even though I'm not a New Englander by birth, kind of my attitude is New Englandish, and so I've got kind of that chip on my shoulder, and that, you know, it's cold here, we have to hunker down, New England attitude. That's why I like you, because you had that same thing back at seminary.
You know, we also had a straightforwardness. The Northeast has a straightforwardness about it. It's got us in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know what,
that
Steve?
Fits you perfectly, too.
When I think about ministry and other things, of course, we want to be kind and nice, and there's a way to say things. But I don't you think... in a world today with all this postmodern, what does it feel like to you? What does it mean to you? Let's put our finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing before we give an answer. I personally appreciate a man like you. If I ask you a question, you give me an answer. Now, I might disagree, but you give me the answer. Why don't men talk like that more often these days, just with a directness, straight-aheadness, if you will? What do you think's happened?
Well, first of all, a principled man is so rare. It is sadly rare today. And being straightforward, I am very straightforward, and I just always try to temper it with love, and I'm not always good at that. But I think you're asking where that comes from and why we've lost that. I think it is ultimately that we're more concerned with self and men than we are with God. I mean, I love God more than anything. I love Jesus Christ more than anything, and so that's my first motivating factor. And because God loves, because God is a God of love, and has saved me, He's called me to proclaim Him. And so I want to serve Him, and in that service I want to love others. So that compels me to speak. It also compels me to kind of be careful how I speak, and the motive of why I speak, to be compassionate as well as forceful. But yeah, we're very straightforward down here. I don't know if you've it's been many years, like we said, but I'm still the same old guy, and thankfully the Lord has confirmed that and honored that.
Well, Steve, it reminds me of Galatians. I was reading some Machen on Galatians, and he talks about just from the get-go, Paulus, apostolos, and then the next word translated into English is not. Or no. And from the get-go, here's this book of no. You're going to add to the gospel chapter one, no. Peter, you're going to say something out of line with the gospel, no. You're going to try to be sanctified by the works of the flesh only, no. And I thought to myself, you know, there's a lot of yes men in this world, but there needs to be some men who say, no, I'm not going to do that. And I think one of the things both of us have learned throughout the years, which to me is freeing, I mean, they're difficult things of ministry, but so freeing to me is when I get up on a Sunday, or speak any place for that matter, and open up the Bible, I have a lot of problems in my life, and I fall short in many ways. But I am resolved to honor the Lord when I speak, and if people at the funeral don't like it, then they don't like it. But I'm not going to change the message based on who's listening. So, Steve, tell our listeners.
That's the thing. Sometimes you got to stand before people that they don't want to hear what you've got to say. I just did a funeral, ironically, not even a week ago, and I knew there were going to be a lot of unbelievers there, and I didn't even have a lot of time. I didn't have a lot of time, but my outline was: death is, God did not create us to die, but death is not the worst that can happen to you. And so the second point is, death's not the worst that can happen to you. Judgment, hell, that's the worst that can happen to you from God, facing a just God. And but Jesus Christ has conquered death for those who believe in Him. He conquered death Himself, and He'll conquer it for you. So it is a message of love. I'm not saying in that funeral message, you didn't come here to just be attacked. But I came here to tell you that there is life in Christ.
Mm. Good. It reminds me of John Bunyan in Pilgrim's Progress. He has the character Christian, that main character. And when it comes to Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed for man once to die and then judgment. Christian, I believe, said something like this through Bunyan. He said, when it comes to appointed for man once to die, I don't want to do that, and then judgment, and I'm unable to do that. So I don't want to die, and I'm unable in and of my own self to stand before God, who requires perfection in actions, words, deeds, etc. Steve, you'd like this story, maybe. This is almost like, you know, our listeners today are just overhearing a conversation of two friends, and this is how I think we talked even back in those days. I officiated a wedding a few days ago, and it was a couple from our church, a dear couple, and our church building isn't very nice, so they rented another building downtown, an old congregational church, very old, very pretty, that's now a Unitarian church. And so I said to myself, the first words out of my mouth, I want to make sure I have down pat. And so this is what I said. I walked out, the bride came down, standing there with her father, and I said, today I'd like to welcome everyone on behalf of our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And I made sure to put the definite articles in there too, so nobody could accuse me of Sabellian heresy.
Amen.
Steve Wetmore today on No Compromise Radio. You can go to a website, TrinityURC. Is it .com or org?
You know, I think it's .com.
Oh, yeah, .com. TrinityURC.com. If you want to hear some of Pastor Steve's messages, I think you'd really be encouraged. Steve, in light of the other comment that I had or question about URC, tell our listeners, if they show up at the church building on Sunday for a worship service on the Lord's Day, what would that look like? Does it look any different than maybe they think, maybe they go to a Calvary Chapel or some Baptist church? Tell us about the liturgy.
Yeah, it's a good question, because that's really, I think, one of our strengths. Traditional would be maybe too broad, but that would start to approach. You know, we're so we really feel like we're still in mainline. We're still following the path of the ancient church, and following the path of the reformers and in our worship. And so that makes us very sort of radical today. But if they came in, they would find a very serious worship. I'm kind of opposed to a worship service being a funeral service. It shouldn't be like that, and hopefully that's not the impression, because we should have great joy. I mean, we've been saved by from death, from eternal judgment by the great Savior. We have been given eternal life and everything that the divine mind can think of. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, so it should be joyful too. But there's definitely a seriousness, and we're coming into the presence of God as a body. We focus very much on liturgy, that is the form of worship. And we will begin with praise. We will we'll have a time of confession, corporate confession, where we might read the law. We might read something about commands of Christ for obedience, and we'll confess our sin together. We'll pray in confession. Our songs will follow that. So if we sing if we have a confession time, we'll sing a psalm that is related to confession, and then we'll have the gospel will be proclaimed, and then we'll have a responsive time at the end where we believe that giving is part of worship, praise is part of worship, those kind of things, and those will be part of the worship service.
How long do you preach for these days?
I preach a long time, probably 45 minutes.
Okay, and, which to me that seems long for URC.
An hour.
Right, I think that's a long sermon for a typical URC, but maybe you've got
I think that's probably long for URC, yeah.
Yeah, and if people say that, you know, let's say somebody comes into the church service and will they say, well, are you preaching through the book of the Bible or is it something else? Is there some other kind of format? Is it a sequential exposition?
You know, that's a good question because we tend to preach expositionally, but we also have in the URC, which I've begun to think is a very good practice. I thought it was good practice when I came here, although there's a debate on how to describe it, and I don't know if I want to get into that, but we basically will preach thematically throughout a year through the confession. So one of our services will often be through a book of the Bible, whereas the second service, and we have two services, and a second service will be preaching thematically through confession. So we might read the Heidelberg Catechism, and it say that it's on the deity of Christ. We would preach a sermon about the deity of Christ. We'd read the confession. We might explain the confession a little bit, and then we would go thematically into the scripture and preach on the deity of Christ. And that way, like, the confession is divided into 52 Lord's Day, so that we will go through a year teaching our people the essential truths of the Bible, the essential truths of salvation, the essential truths of who God is. And I think it's a really good practice, whether you do it through the confession or not, every church. Otherwise, you can preach your pet peeve. You know, you could preach preach through a book, and you could miss, you know, the forest for the trees. So that's a very common practice. Matter of fact, we're sort of required to preach through the confession like that.
Okay. Steve, we've got a few minutes left. Let's make this kind of fast. I'm going to tell you a name or a topic, and then you just give me like a 30-second response. How's that sound?
I'll try.
All right. Short now. Law Gospel.
Okay.
Any comment?
Law Gospel.
Yeah.
Crucial to understand the Bible. We need the law to reveal our sin, and we need the Gospel of Jesus Christ to save us.
Okay.
And if we don't understand those two things, we're not understanding Scripture.
The Gospel Coalition.
You know, I
you're URC. You don't even know who they are. That is so funny.
I will tell you that I am a little separated, and I'm a little bit busy down here being on my own.
See, yeah, that's but, right. Okay, no problem. what's the latest book you read?
You may need to erase that part.
No, that's fun. No, that's just typical URC.
A lot
come
of
on.
Trouble with the URC.
No, tell me, what's the last book you read, or you're currently reading?
You mean a book?
Yeah, a theological Bible. Book, yeah.
You know what, Mike? Honestly, I'm always in a theology. I'm always in a theology. I rarely will read a book cover to cover. I'm always in a theological book, a confessional book, or a commentary. That's about my life.
All right. I just ordered the 4-volume Confessions by maybe Dennison or something. Do you have that?
No,
from
I don't.
Reformation Heritage? All right.
I did just read, like, our like we have a lot. I probably teach 6 times a week. So we're going through, I did take my elders through Calvin's Institutes, a portion of it, book 4. So that's probably the closest that I read recently.
No, that's good. I like
we're,
that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm always reading. I am constantly reading Calvin. I have more and more appreciated Calvin. I'm always in his commentaries. I often will read Luther.
Excellent. Yeah. So tell me, somebody walks in your church. We got about a minute left. Somebody walks in your church, and you know they're kind of dispensational Baptist. What goes through your mind? How do you kind of coach them through, like, you know, the shock factor?
First of all, we've had a lot of good responses. I mean, we are made up a lot of those backgrounds. We've had a lot of good responses. we're very similar in the essentials. And what happens is they start to find out a little later, they go, oh, well, what do you believe about this? What do you believe about, infant baptism and those kind of things? I really relish the opportunity because I've been through that. And I just hope they give me a chance to explain it. And I try, here's what I do. I try to explain it biblically. I do not approach it first from our confessions because they come with the idea that, well, this is just, you know, your tradition. This is just your background. We need to be able to prove everything we can from the scripture. And then the confessions we can give later. But most people, and most people who are serious, and all my Baptist brethren, very serious. I have most of my Baptist brethren that I've known, very serious about the gospel, very serious about following Christ, very serious about the family. So, you know, we make the scripture, what we agree upon, the essential thing, and then we try to, and I try to prove it to them. I definitely try to go after them. I always say to my Baptist brethren, I tell them about a little bit what I went through. Because, you know, Mike, I was 37 before I believed in infant baptism. That was my holdout. All my children have been baptized as believers. So I just say, one thing I say to them to get them hooked so they'll think with me and maybe talk with me is no Baptist has been able to answer Romans 4:11.
Mm. That's good. That's good. Well, time has fleet. I'm not changing.
Now is going, what's Romans 4:11?
I know. There, so. Well, now you think I'm going to land the plane and turn you off because I don't want to answer it myself, but the show must go on.
No, I wouldn't expect that. Well, maybe another time we'll talk about that.
That's right. Well, you know what? A good friendly discussion over that. Steve Wetmore, I'm so thankful you came on the radio today. TrinityURC.com if you want to pull up some messages. If you're in the Fort Myers area on the Lord's Day and you want to go worship with Steve, I'm sure he'd be encouraged. Make sure you say, I heard you on No Compromise Radio. Steve, it'll probably just be a matter of time now before you're the big shot celebrity URC guy. So see, this is
well, after being on your show, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Mike, it's been a real great pleasure, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for being on today.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400.